When reciting the Quran, you should always use the different stopping symbols, especially if you don't understand everything you're reading. The reason is that you will simply avoid splitting sentences or start at a position where the sentence will be grammatically incorrect or make no sense, which is a possibility if you stop and resume without knowing the meaning. However, there is one particular word in the Quran that if you started reciting after it, it will cause the meaning to be completely changed and unsound. The word that I'm talking about here is qalu. The word qalu means they said. So it already has the subject integrated into the word. And after almost every mention of it in the Quran, we see that Allah tells us something that a certain group of people had said. This means that these words that come after are not directly addressed to us, but it is mentioned as part of a story or a parable that we can learn from. The problem is that in many cases, after the word qalu, a new sentence starts. So grammatically speaking, it is a complete sentence. But isolating the sentence after qalu will give the impression that this is a separate statement that Allah is addressing to us, rather than being part of a different context that Allah is telling what a group of people is saying. To understand this better, let us see the first example.
لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء.
In this ayah, Allah is telling us about what a group of people, the Jews in this case, who said, Allah is poor and we are rich. Now, if you have a short breath and you had to stop after the word Allah here.
لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله.
And then you wanted to repeat the two words before you stopped, you will end up reading إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ, which on its own will sound like you started a sentence that has this unsound meaning. This is definitely not the intended way to read the ayah, and it is not a meaning that Allah is addressing to us directly. In fact, if you read further, you will see the symbol of mim to indicate where their words end and separated from what Allah is saying about them afterwards.
سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ.
This mistake can happen with almost every mention of قَالُوا in similar contexts. One more example.
الذين قالوا إن الله عهد إلينا ألا نؤمن لرسول حتى يأتينا بقربان تأكله النار.
The same thing must be avoided here too. If you started reading after the word qalu, you will turn something that is part of a story into a separate statement in the Quran without its proper context. So here, never start at the word inna. Inna Allaha ahida ilayna. It would sound as if it is a separate statement that is directed to us, which is not correct, of course. So what is the solution? Well, simply, do not start reciting after the word qalu, and if you have to stop at the word qalu, make sure to recite it again before going to the statement after it, to show that this sentence is part of a certain context and not a separate statement. Like that.
لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء الذين قالوا إن الله عهد إلينا قالوا إن الله عهد إلينا ألا نؤمن لرسول حتى يأتينا.
And the best option is, of course, to read the ayah without interruptions, if you're able to. So, are there other words that can cause similar problems? Well, yes, there are. However, they are not as common as the word qalu, which was mentioned hundreds of times in the Quran. And more importantly, these other words will not produce a mistake as easily as with this word we're talking about today. Like the words qala and qalat, they can also cause a similar problem.
وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ.
So here we can't start reciting after the word al-Yahudu, because this is what they are saying and it is not a separate statement. Same thing could be said about this ayah as well.
وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ اللَّهِ.
Here, if you started reciting at this position, you would make a claim that is completely false and cannot be taken out of its context. But again, since with these verbs, the subject is a separate word, it is less likely that this mistake can happen in this position. Finally, if you want to learn more about proper stopping and resuming in the Quran, you should first learn the Quranic symbols, which you can learn through this lesson, or this lesson if you use Urdu or Turkish Mus'haf. Afterwards, you should follow these three lessons to get more information about the rules and techniques of stopping and resuming in the Quran. I will leave all the links for these lessons in the description. I've also attached an infographic poster for a quick look on the topic that you can follow and come back to easily, inshallah. You can download it from the links in the description. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the Tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.